This is listener generated, folks. Don't blame me. So I ran into a listener last night. I was talking with somebody, and I got done talking, and this other person came up and said, "Hey, you were with WSJW, right? I have my jacket on." And he heard me. He says, I think I recognize you. Are you Charlie on the morning? On the mornings with you guys?" I said, "Well, yeah. Hi, how are you?" Nice guy's name is Bill. He's been a longtime listener. Loves us. Loves me. So, of course, I didn't stop him from talking.
Well, of course not. Right.
Please, tell me more.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. No, you're doing good so far.
But he was very kind. All the adulation you'd like to pass along.
He was very kind. And just, he says, enjoy your sense of humor and the way that you guys just have fun discussions. Loves the news, Dave Maurer. He thinks we have the best news. In fact, says he doesn't even watch TV news anymore. He depends on us.
Yeah. Oh, well, of course. Great to hear.
Yeah. Doesn't everybody?
Uh-huh. Is there a butt coming here?
Art Lewis, he enjoys your show. Says he's never called. He says he's been wanting to, so I encouraged him. So if you get a call from Bill at some point, I didn't ask where he's from. But
so I get a call from some guy talking up Charlie, I'll know.
You'll know exactly who it is.
And Pat, he was very complimentary on the sports.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, and going back, he said, you know, it's like you guys do better sports than the TV guys do.
And
frankly, we do.
They've been doing less and less and less on TV.
Yeah, loves the highlights that you include in the sports. Mm-hmm. He thinks those are cool. So we appreciate that. Then the just talking about a few things he's heard and he's enjoyed. And he talked about the taste testing that we've done.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
The testing.
Uh-oh.
And, you know, it was kind of fun. And then he kind of looked at me and laughed and said, "So would you be willing to test other things that you advertise on your station?"
No. Oh, no.
No.
Oh,
no.
Oh, no.
I know what's coming.
Yeah, <all right. laughs> Oh.
And he had to ask about this.
Proper, effective,
I
healthy.
Knew it.
I don't kid you.
Easy to attain. And so many areas of your life get better. Go to poopfix.com. Gentle and clean. Go to poopfix.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
poopfix.com.
If ever there has been an advertisement that we have received more questions about.
Can I explain something about that?
Please do.
Normally, clients pay a fixed price for a commercial to run on the air, your local clients, etc. In this case, this was someone from the outside that approached us, and they have a thing on a pay per inquiry. And so what's happening here is when people from our audience respond to that commercial, we get paid for it. Well, they've been getting a lot of them, so our people here think, well, pour it on. Play more of these. We get more inquiries.
Pour it on.
Now,
poop.
So it's probably not going to go away until the audience is saturated.
I just brought it up, folks. I didn't go that far. This is a serious conversation I was having with a listener.
Well, I think we ought to flush this conversation down the drain.
Well, the guy, you know, so the guy wonders, so we had a chuckle about that. He said, "Well, you know, you tested other things. Are you willing?" I said,
"No.
I'll bring it up to the guys. I'll bring it up to the guys and see what they
nice
think,
of you.
You know?"
I'm glad you did, yeah.
So
don't need it.
It is, at least I had to say, you know, it's amazing the products that do get advertised that used to never get talked about. You know, the things that you just never talked about in the open, but now everything's on the table.
That's clever marketing.
I tell you one more thing?
Oh, yeah. Please.
The original commercial that was submitted to us really wasn't something we would accept, so it was given to our creative people within Alpha, and they came up with what is considered a more acceptable commercial.
Boy,
well,
don't even want to think about the original.
You don't want to think about the other original.
I can only imagine.
I think, Dave, if I'm not mistaken, this is corporate we got this from, right? Not direct by?
I'm not sure about who placed it, but I know that the one that came in, they thought, let's see what we can do with this. So the corporate creative people made it a little more.
They put a fix on the poop. I got it.
Yeah, right.
But in seriousness, if it's something that people have a need, this is a serious product. It's not a.
It's not a gag.
Something that you. You know, there are those that might find something that's necessary. And so that's why these kinds of ads run. There's always somebody that needs some kind of product, and
I suppose.
And who knows? But I just thought it was hilarious. And this is the conversation I'm having, going from how much all this adulation to, would you be willing to try?
No, we're going to stick to the Thanksgiving candy and the Lady Gaga cookies.
Well, I want you to think of this now. How many advertising products do you see or hear? You enjoy the commercial, but you never remember the name of the product.
Well, that's
this
true.
This is an exception.
Yeah. This is true.
You walk away with the name of the product here without question.
It sticks with you.
Rick sends an instant message. Is there a metric can tell how saturated the audience is with poop? Well, I can tell you I've had three complaints. There have been one on Facebook, and I've had two email complaints.
Really?
So that's the extent of complaints that we've had.
I'm not sure if I feel the complaints. I've just... feel the curiosity
of the
calls.
The yeah.
Did I really hear that commercial?
The only time I don't want to hear it is when I'm eating, so I kind of turn down the monitor.
That's what one of the complaints was.
I think that was the complaint.
Yes.
Well, thank you, Bill.
There
listener.
There we go.
What?
We found a solution to people grabbing all the food that's in the lunchroom all the time. Play that spot. Nobody will...
all the time.
No.
No, I don't think they'll stop them.
Not, it's a radio station. Yep. It's not going to stop anybody. Nope. Not going to stop them here. Thank you again, Bill. Listener, enjoyed the conversation. And thanks for the laugh, for the suggestion of the testing the morning team may or may not do.